Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The Havilah Cunnington Podcast, and I'm Havilah Cunnington. I'm so glad you're listening today. You know, I just love our time, and this week I was on the road in Albuquerque, New Mexico at Believers Center, and I heard over and over about how many of the women there love this podcast, and I always have to think, what podcast are they talking about? Because we have all these videos and you know, there's sometimes podcasts that I'm on in other churches and communities and or I'm a host on, you know, I'm hosted by somebody else's podcast. And it's always back to this podcast. You guys like this podcast and I love it because I'm a podcast girl too. And you know, this is like something I just thought about, but if you really, really like this podcast, the best thing you can do is actually leave a review. And I read all of those and that's really special and I love it, but really, it's kind of how iTunes works, that if you like it, you actually have to make a comment and it's easier for other people to find. So that goes for everybody's podcast, all the ones that you like. If you really like it, leave them a review because it really means not just something that they read and enjoy, but it actually allows other people to find their podcast and allows their influence to be continued and sustained. So anyway, it was really cool to see that you guys liked the podcast, and I had such a good trip. It was fast, and we left Friday morning, and we're back in our beds by midnight on Sunday night, and I love it, and we'll be on the road a lot more this season, so I'm just getting ready. But I want to talk to you today about something that sometimes I forget as a leader, as a wife, as a mom, and just as a woman, and probably as a man, if I was a man, I often forget to practice this habit. And this habit has helped me tremendously. In fact, often it subconsciously, I just do it. But I had this moment recently where I was feeling in the hustle. Do you ever get that way where you've got stuff to do, you got things on your timeline, the reason you're doing it is not just to be busy, but you really have responsibilities and you are going from thing to thing. And I had woken up one morning and I had a full schedule, but I had woken up, had a good night's sleep, had my breakfast. I hadn't had anything chaotic happen in the house that would allude to me feeling anxious. And I felt kind of this anxiety, this kind of momentum around me. You can almost feel it. And again, I'm Italian, so we kind of come in intense, but I could feel this intensity around me. And all of a sudden I thought, wait. Why am I lacking peace right now when nothing in my life or nothing that I am not in control of, which is the internal part of me, should be peaceful? Why is there stress when I'm not in a stressful moment? And what I've learned to do in those moments is not to feel ashamed that I feel anxious. You know, I grew up in the church community where it was like, be anxious for nothing, you know, and with prayer and supplication. And yeah, that is true. We want to have prayer and we want to pray and petition God, but there's a part of us that needs to have some self-awareness of what is going on. Is it the enemy? Is it God actually trying to get my attention? Or is it myself? I don't mean that God gives us anxiety, but sometimes he can highlight things and we can be ignoring it and we can feel pressure because he has his finger on something. He's like, I love you, but you need to look at this. You need to do this. And we're like, yeah, I'll get to it. But we kind of ignore God. And then sometimes the enemy. The enemy's just being a punk and he's hanging out and he's saying, remember this. And he's rehashing every conversation you had that week, or maybe there's a relationship you can't get breakthrough in. And he's just picking on you and talking to you about that relationship. And the conversation keeps going, even though you've resolved it and you are ready to go and be at peace. You don't have peace. And sometimes it's just us. And what I simply mean by that is, it's just a habit that we get into. We are, we're born in environments that oftentimes train us how to think and feel about life. It's attitudes. It's the core values and the beliefs that we believe about our core beliefs about life. So, you know, if we're raised in a negative environment, then often the habit of which our brain lands or our heart lands is in a negative place, or in a place where we end up sitting at a place of pessimism or anxiety or fear or a performance. And we just end up hanging out there because it's a habit. It's not a holiness issue. It's a habit. And so what we have to do is go, wait. Now, I am naturally intense and I come from a very intense family. But what I have learned is that when we are swirling, and that's kind of what we like to call it around here, when my world is swirling, like you're in the middle of this tornado, and you think, what is going on? I'm in the middle of this wind tunnel. What's happening? I have to stop for a minute and I have to ask myself those questions. God, are you trying to get my attention? Okay. All right. Yes, I hear you. Or okay, good. We're good. Sorry for the clicking. I'm throwing my dog's bone as I'm podcasting. Is it myself? Is it a habit where I'm getting lazy and apathetic in the way that I'm ruling and letting my spirit rule my soul. And so I'm just in a habit of just not saying, okay, wait, this is my natural tendency, but this is not my spiritual tendency. So I need to go back. Or is it really the enemy? It's something happened that, you know, the arrows the Bible talks about, there are flaming, fiery arrows that come at us. And whether we like it or not, we can sometimes, our armor can be pierced and we can feel vulnerable. So we start to ask those questions, and I sat there that morning. I was like, what is going on with me? I'm swirling. And honestly, if I hadn't stopped, I probably would have just done my day. I would have just kept going. But because I stopped and asked, the Lord showed me, he showed me that I was teaching on a topic. And this topic, when I teach on the enemy, Satan, when I teach on him, which you're like, oh gosh, I just found this website. She sounds really strange. What I mean is, when I talk about our spiritual battle, often I battle. And I don't mean that I feel discouraged or somehow I feel defeated, but I notice that the enemy usually is trying to distract me so I can't get clear on the message. And so often it's funny, there's a particular message that when I preach this message, it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter how much rest I've had or how I've developed my spiritual life. Guess what? When I preach that message, I better get prepared. There's some crazy stuff coming at me. Now, if I'm aware of it, then it's like a fly that I just kill and go, nope, that's not happening. But if I'm unaware, and the Bible says, don't be ignorant of his schemes. If I'm kind of ignorant and naive or even lazy, then guess what? I'm going to miss it. So I guess my question to you today is, are you swirling? Is there a lot of things going on in your life? Is it really just practical or is it spiritual? Is God trying to get your attention? Is he trying to say something to you? Are you listening? Have you asked him like Samuel did in the Bible? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. I'm here. I'm not trying to rush through my day. I'm not trying to get your attention. I have your attention. Speak. I'm here. Is it the enemy who's just working on you and it's painful? Or does that come down to just some really bad habits? And you need to kind of interrupt that habit. One thing I do to interrupt my habit is I'll put on a worship album that really ministers to my heart in this season. And I'll just sing and worship and just get my heart around worship and praise and set my heart. Sometimes I'll listen to an amazing kick butt sermon that's like, hey, this guy's anointed or this girl's anointed to preach me out of this. And I want to get focused again. Sometimes it's a good conversation, a phone call that I make to a friend that I need some humor in my life. I need some reality. I need to talk to my tribe. And sometimes it's, I need to get outside and walk, or, you know, it's all those kind of things. But Ultimately, who's in charge of the squirrel? Well, God rules and reigns our life, but we are in charge of how and where we respond to the storms in our life. So I encourage you with that thought today. It was one of those moments where I thought, oh, I want to tell them about this because this has been huge in my life and it continues to help me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for always being supportive, always leaving comments, always hanging out. You know I don't get to respond to everything you guys leave or the messages because I'm also a mom and a wife and a dog owner. But I love it. I really, really love it. And you guys keep me going. So again, if you have a good comment or you want to say hi, come over and say hi to me at Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, and I'll be sure and see that. And if you leave a comment on this podcast, I read each and every one and it means so much. To find out everything that we are up to, you can go to havilacunnington.com. I love you guys and I'll catch you next time.